Track 9, Our Health and Social Inequalities. We begin with statistics, median life expectancy at birth, with values for Northeast Local Authority areas 2013 to 2017. For a woman born in Northumberland, the median life expectancy at birth is 83. For Newcastle, it's 82. For North Tyneside, also 82. For Gateshead, it's 81. For South Tyneside, it's 82. For Sunderland, it's 81. And County Durham, it's 82. For men, the value in Northumberland is 80, Newcastle, 78, North Tyneside, 78, Gateshead, 77, South Tyneside, 77, Sunderland, 77, and County Durham, 78. Life expectancy at birth for both men and women is about 1 year lower in the region compared with England. Similarly, healthy life expectancy is about 4 years lower. Life expectancy at birth in the UK in 2017 to 2019 was 79.4 years for males and 83.1 years for females. Transport can help to reduce inequalities by enabling people to access a range of services quickly and easily. Good transport links also play a role in reducing deprivation by enabling people to access job opportunities, which can in turn improve quality of life and reduce inequality. Life expectancy. Estimates of life expectancy at a local authority level are similar across the Northeast LEP area. However, this conceals major differences within each local authority, which can be seen using small area or MSOA data. There are gaps of 9 years or more between highest and lowest life expectancy for both males and females in all seven Northeast local authorities. The largest range is in Northumberland for both cases. Disability. The incidence of disability is higher in the Northeast region than England, with 28% of the Northeast population having a disability in 2018-19, compared to just 21% across England. A person is considered to have a disability if they have a long-standing illness, disability, or impairment which causes substantial difficulty with day-to-day activities. We will ensure that our transport network leaves no one and nowhere behind and is accessible to all. Household poverty. Between 2016 to 2019, 19% of people in the Northeast region were living in households with below 60% of median household income before housing costs. This compares to 17% across England as a whole. If housing costs are included, in the Northeast region, 35% of children, 24% of working-age people, and 14% of pensioners lived in households in poverty, compared to, respectively, 31%, 21%, and 16% for England as a whole. Quality of employment opportunities. In the last quarter of 2019, 47,000 individuals in the Northeast region were employed on a zero-hours contract. This is equivalent to 3.9% of those in employment, the second highest rate amongst English regions. In 2018, the Low Pay Commission estimated that about 74,500 employees in the Northeast were paid at or below the National Living Wage, NLW, or equivalent for their age group. This is 9.6% of all employees, a higher percentage than England, 6.9%, and England excluding London, 7.5%. An estimated 20,000 jobs in the Northeast region were paid below the National Minimum Wage, NMW, or equivalent in 2019, about 1.9% of the total. This is the highest percentage of any English region. In the Northeast, almost a quarter of pupils are eligible for free school meals, the highest proportion of any English region. Addressing these challenges and embracing the opportunities will allow us to overcome inequality and grow our economy, creating a faster, more attractive, and affordable transport system.